This is Weekend Edition. Scott Simon is away. I'm Susan Stamberg. Today in Iraq, insurgents killed five members of the Iraqi National Guard in an attack on a checkpoint south of Baghdad. U.S. forces have uncovered a bomb-making facility in Baghdad, and a U.S. Marine has died of wounds inflicted yesterday in the Anbar province. Against this background, new reconstruction efforts are underway. When Iraq's interim government took power this week, only a fraction of the projects promised by the U.S.-led Coalition Provisional Authority had begun. As NPR's Deborah Amos reports from Baghdad, the U.S. Army's 1st Cavalry Division is trying to kick-start improvements with millions to spend. Some cavalry officers are critical of the CPA's approach.
That's Lieutenant Colonel Richens. He's our fuel guy. He's out at the refinery every day. That's Lieutenant Colonel Kim Myron. She's our education officer. She deals with education issues all over the province.
At a crowded office in a heavily guarded Baghdad compound, Lieutenant Colonel Mark Johnson introduces a reservist unit with the 1st Cavalry Division.
That somber-looking gentleman back there is Lieutenant Colonel John Strandberg. He works with economics. He's trying to build jobs all over the city.
In civilian life, they are lawyers. They run businesses. As a civil affairs unit, their job here is to help fix Iraq's capital city, repair sewers and sanitation, get electric power to the poorest neighborhoods. Major Mark Shankel heads the office and says the 1st Cavalry Division is on a spending spree.
Twice a week, we go down to City Hall and we lay out, here's the current status of projects.
By its own account, the CPA reconstruction effort had stalled. Out of $18 billion in U.S. aid, only $333 million had actually been spent by the time the CPA disbanded on June 28th. Major Shankel and Lieutenant Colonel Mark Johnson, critical of the CPA's performance, say out loud what many American soldiers say in private conversations.
We think that the way that CPA has set things up here in the past, the fusion of power, and to be quite blunt, lack of clarity and focus, has created stagnation. We are actually starting to see more efficiencies, we believe, working with Iraqi counterparts.
I agree with Major Shankel 100%. He's right on the mark on that one.
At the Ibn al-Bitar Cardiac Hospital, another unit with the 1st Cav is delivering sofas, kitchen utensils, refrigerators, television sets, and vacuum cleaners to outfit the hospital's residence hall for student doctors.
Dr. Hussain, good to see you. How are you, sir? Good to see you.
Hello.
Good to see you. How y'all doing?
Matt.
Gentlemen, how are you?
Hello, General.
Lieutenant Colonel Bobby Campbell has been working with Dr. Hussain Al-Hilla, head of this hospital, to find out what he needs. For more than a year, the U.S. military focused mainly on security. Reconstruction was the job of the American civilian leadership and private contractors in Iraq. But for the 1st Cavalry Division, here since March, security and reconstruction are now different parts of the same mission. Captain Zachary Miller is with the 20th Engineer Battalion.
Some of it is a sense of urgency, and a lot of Iraqi people don't see the progress that we've been making because it hasn't directly impacted them. I know our unit has tried to take a practical approach to things. We've got people employed in areas that need it most.
With more than $250 million in ready cash in what's called a commander's emergency fund, the 1st Cavalry is on a civic improvement campaign. After their own research showed, the highest incidence of attacks on U.S. soldiers are in neighborhoods with the least amount of electricity, sewers, and jobs. Deborah Amos, NPR News, Baghdad.